So the Sefer Hakosuf implies that the Tomei Midarach Rechaiko also is not Mufke of the Mitzvah of Matzah, because both are Poter, both are Poter of Korban Pesach, of Korban Pesach. So we don't need a special posik for Tomei Midarach Rechaiko. So why do the Torah say Midarach Rechaiko Matzahs? Obviously to tell us that even Bizman Azeh, when there is no Korban Pesach altogether. So there is still a chiyuv of matzah. Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is now, how can Rabbi Yehuda say? How can Rabbi Yehuda say that be'er of tichlum matzis is needed for talking with our rechiko? So mele. So the Tomei Midarach Rechaiko, so in Meile we cannot learn out from that the halacha that matzah bizman hazeh, that is chayvo. But why should we need a special posik? Why should we need a special posik? We already have the posik that boyu ineich lavi matzah moreh. So that zeros hakosuf is also zeros hakosuf legabei Tomei Midarach Rechaiko. So Rabbi Yehuda ksiv behayu, ksiv behayu. So mimele, we need a special posik. Actually, if the Torah mentioned one posik, ligabe or lembeneich. So we should know that ligabe Tomei Midarach Rechaiko also. So why does the Torah mention both? So. Ksiv behal ovul benecho, ksiv tom shiv benecheiko, dileicho matzis, veavol gabri motzi yal benei, hilka, itz chakeisho, likei veicheiko. So, why does the Torah have to mention separately in connection with ovul, and this, and also separately in connection with tom benecheiko? So that means that we cannot learn out that we cannot learn out from that is maze. So we need a special posik that matzah maze is also a thing. So see behind your benech or see tom shel rechik lech matz v'al gav moti al benech hil kach itz rechakei she rechim rechim u'mikro yachin etuve zorashe uzbadu v'aykashe da'ad ha'psukik. So after we face, why can't we learn out that matzah bizman hazeh is a chivo from all the other psukim? So because these psukim shibas yomim matzah techivu do not imply a chivo of any matzah, they only imply a niser of chometz. Lo inafku etvias chivo, the handle of chivonim elo matzis yochel v'lo chometz. So in other words, it's a niser esek. No chiyuv of matz. V'imrot so vizin shalom yichomet, shalom yimatzeh o shudviyot. V'teida do bikuleksi, eshibes hayom, v'chibes matzeh, eine yalolai lo arish, yafim fin vas, avol ma'lukho, nafkulo chibes laylo, horish. But from the posik of l'sichol of chomet, Shivas Yomim Teichalolov Matzeis. So we learn out Chivo Bizmanaze Viteida Dovikulitze Shivas Yomim Chiz Matzeh Lailo Rishin Aru Mahukho Nafko Chivas Lailo Rishin Mahukho the Posit of Teichalolov Chomet Shivas Yomim Teichalolov Matzeis Nafko Chivas Lailo Rishin Midichsiv Lekei Shigabi Pesach Udichsiv Teichalolov Matzeis. So how do we know that this posik, this hekesh of Mesechol of Chomet Shibas Yom Tichol Matzis, tells us that there is a chivo bizman hazeh Pesach night? After all, it says Shivas Yomim Tichol of Matzis. So we should say the same thing that we say in regard to the other psuki, where the Torah mentions Shivas Yomim, that it doesn't mention, it's not expressive of a chiyuv of eating matzah, but it's expressive of a nisareseh of eating chomet. So how is it that in this posik, Even though, so this pasuk tells us a chayva avin matzah Pesach night, the first night of Pesach. But this pasuk too mentions all the 7 days, and there is no chayva of all the 7 days. So Rashi says, even though this pasuk also mentions this pasuk of the Hekesh, also mentions Shivas Yomim. L'seichel of chometz, Shivas Yomim teichel of matzahs. So obviously the Shivas Yom Techol of Matzah is expressive of a Nisarese of Chometz, not of a Chayva of eating Matzah, because the other days of Pesach, so if he doesn't want to eat anything, so he can eat other things, I mean not grain, neither Chometz nor Matzah. So the Shivas, true that the Shivas Yom Techol of Matzah is expressive of a Nisarese, but it is expressive of two things, of an Isarese and of a Chiyuvese. So insofar as the Isarese is concerned, so it has reference to all the 7 days. Insofar as the Chiyuvese is concerned, so it is limited only to the first type of place. How do we know that? Because we say how all of Chometz, Shivas Yomim Teichal, all of Matzahs. What does it mean when we say how all of Chometz? All of, and that, and Kom Pesach. And Kom Pesach. So in other words, we say all of and Akovas Kom Pesach Chometz. That is, Erev Pesach, Lacha Chatzis. Shivas Yomim Teichal, all of Matzahs. So just as the all of, in the first step of the process, has reference to the Kom Pesach, so the all of the second half of the pasuk also has reference to Kom Pesach, but the all of in the first half of the pasuk has reference to Hakovas Kom Pesach. That's Erev Pesach Lachatzis. The all of in the second half of the pasuk has reference to Achilas Kom Pesach. When does Achilas Kom Pesach take place? Pesach night. So Mimele, true that even this pasuk is expressive of a Nisarese or Chometz. But in addition to the Isarese of Chometz that cover, that is coextensive with all the 7 days of Pesach, there is another halacha mentioned in this pasuk that is limited only to the first night of Pesach. How do we know that it is limited only to the first, that the chayva is limited only to the first night of Pesach? After all, the pasuk says Shivas Yomim, because the pasuk says Olav. So the chayva of Teichal, that's only Olav. What's Olav? I'm the Achilas Kom Pesach. So the first Olav means I'm the Akrobe of the Kom Pesach. The second Olav in the Pasuk means the Achil of the Kom Pesach. Avol Mahukho Nafko Achilas Lalo Mish Midichsiv Lekeish Gabi Pesach Umidichsiv Teichol Olav. What do you mean Olav? Ala Pesach, Ala Achilas Pesach. Olav Matzos Ki Pesach Lalo Mish Afet Keish Shaloi Bizman Pesach Lalo Mishenu. ואנה קשר כי בחיבו בזעזה ואנה אולוב למימרו דקבי הסחיבו so ואנה קשר וכי בחיבו בזעזה ואנה אולוב למימרו דקבי הסחיבו דה קשר לב לכל שימו so if not for the second אולוב so then I would say that the חיבו is also 7 days but since the Torah says אולוב the second Olav. So what does Olav mean? Al Achilas Kom Pesach. And that's the first night of Pesach. So in other words, so we see that Rashi was my opinion. And Rashi emphasized something. La Fuke of a certain Shite, that later on turned out to be the Shite Sakor, but they are the Shemi, who have the same Shite. And Rashi is negating that Shite. This is the reason as to why Rashi, not in accordance with his Derech, was married all of a sudden. He never is marked because the Goyin Shite is and the other Shemi, you'll find it in several Shemi, that they say the same thing, that there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Matzeh Kol Shiva. Kol Shiva, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Matzeh, the Goyin says. And the other Shemi will say that. But Rashi says explicitly the contrary. He says, Shivas Yomim Matzis Techeiru. It's no mitzvah. It's only an Isser. An Isser. Not to eat Chometz. But the Goyen Shite is that this is also a mitzvah. Now, usually it is assumed that according to the Goyen, so, Boeref Techlu Matzah is the mitzvah chiyum. And Shivas Yomim Techlu Matzah is the chiyum, is a mitzvah chiyum. That's it, but I don't think that this is the pshat in the Goyen. Because, Monefshech, if the posik of Shivas Yomim Matzah is the chiyum, is not expressive merely of an Isar Ese, as Rashi says here, but it's expressive of a mitzvah. So how can we say it's only a mitzvah kiyumis? The Torah says, matzah is the chayul, ye shall eat. So how can it be a mitzvah kiyumis? So it's an imperative. But the net result is the same, but theoretically there is a difference, you see. There are certain mitzvahs that essentially they are mitzvahs kiyumis, not mitzvahs chayulis. Not Mrs. Chiyuvi. For example, now the halacha is that if a kohen, he happens to be in the Misaknesis, when he's called to Duchen, and he doesn't go after Duchen, so he's mevatel neser ha'ayis, ketzivot. But the halacha is also that if he was neses cup of bones that day, so he's not mechuyev anymore to Duchen again. However, so we shame him right now. He's not mechuyev. So let's say he dumped in one minyan, and then he duchened, and then there is another minyan. So he's not mevakel neser ha'ayis if he doesn't duchen again. But if he does duchen again, so he's mekayem mitzvah. That's an example of a mitzvah kiyumis. It's an example of a mitzvah kiyumis. But let's say tzitzis, when someone puts on a telescope or a talis. So you can also say he's not mechuyev to put on a telescope. Only if he puts on it, vege, shalar b'kamfes, he's mechuyev to put in tzitzis. And if he puts it on a vege shalar b'kamfes without tzitzis, so he's mevatel neser ha'ayis. But if he doesn't put on any vege shalar b'kamfes, so he's not mevatel anything. Suppose someone puts on an shalar b'kamfes, he's mitayim a mitzvah. So, but you couldn't say that tzitzes is a mitzvah kiyumis. Tzitzes is exclusively a mitzvah kiyumis. It's never a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. But it is still true that one is not mechuyev to put on a day with a raise, to put on a bigger shalav kamfes. Why? Because the mitzvah of the chiyuv of Oslo and tzitzes of kamfes does not imply that he's mechuyev to put on a talis or tzitzes. It only implies that if he puts on a baguette of other comforts, he has to have tzitzis in that. But when he does put on a baguette with four comforts, so then he becomes mechuyev to have tzitzis. So Mimele is mekayim in mitzvah, not in mitzvah kiyumis. He's mekayim in mitzvah chiyuvis. But it's contingent upon the levishe of a baguette of other comforts. But once there is a levishe, then he becomes mechuyev. So it's never a mitzvah kiyumis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So you can say it's a mitzvah kiyumis. So apparently, according to the Goy, it's not that the Goy holds that the Shivas Yomim Matzis Techeilu is a mitzvah kiyumis. No, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, Shivas Yomim Matzis Techeilu. But whereas according to Rashi, Shivas Yomim Matzis Loi Chometz Techeilu, so it's only Misarese, there is no chiyum in kiyum. So according to the Goy, so there is a mitzvah of Be'erev Techlu Matzis. The Torah tells us whether you want to eat grain or you don't want to eat grain. So you are mechuyev to eat matzah, even if you want to fast altogether. But you are mechuyev to eat matzah, the first night of faith. Then there is another mitzvah. Shivas Yomim Matzis Techeilu. So it's like the mitzvah of Asukei Shteish for Shivas Yomim. So the first night is mechuyev to eat gazayis. But the other nights and the other day and the days, so if he doesn't want to eat any pass, so he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. If he wants to eat, if he wants to drink just water, so he doesn't have to, or to eat pepere, so he doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. But if he wants to eat, if he eats pass, he's mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. אין דפיניץ פרס נח לסיגר, היא זמבטה אלו למיצס עשד רייסה. So, the same way, there is a mitzvah of שיבס יום ממצס דחיית. So, ממילא, if he wants to eat פרס, so he is מחויף to eat מצה. And ממילא, when he does eat מצה, כל שיבי יומים is מקיים מיצה. But it's not that he is מקיים מיצה כיומיס, according to the Kohen. He is מקיים מיצה כיומיס. So then you'll ask, so why is he there a bracha? So that's a kash. So there should be a bracha after all, and tzitzis, there is a bracha. Even though the chiyuv is contingent upon the levishe of the beggar, so that's a kash, according to the boy. Anyway, but I don't think that the goyen shite is that chivas yomi matzis the chiyuv in twice a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's also a mitzvah chiyuvis. But it's a mitzvah chiyuvis that is contingent upon the achille of the 5 minutes. So that means, if he doesn't want to eat pass, so then he wants to eat potatoes, so then there is no chiyuv for him to eat pass. But if he wants to eat pass, then he's mechuyev to eat what kind of pass? Matzah pass. Matzah, and he's mekayem mitzvah. Alright. So, but Rashi Shita is not like that. Rashi Shita is that there is no mitzvah. In 7 days of Pesach, there is no kiyum mitzvah. All right. So the Gemara said, now let's see. There's another Rashi here, very important Rashi. It's machlokes Rashi and Ramatam. Shevei say ochiv machmas mila b'neicha. מי שנסנקו מעשו ויופי שבשמיים ולוי לכל עתיך. So first of all, we see Rashi is Shite that is chilek on the other Rishini in two halachos, in respect to halachos. First of all, in regard to Ohr. So Rashi Shite is that kol Ohr v'yechol v'ei, so has reference even to an Ohr v'yechol שמייצי אוכל מחמס מילה. And the same lochel for Rashi, the same thing applies according to Rashi to Trumo. An oral cannot eat Trumo, so even an oral she makes off machmas mile, who al kedin is poter, not only is poter of kores, he is not mechuyev to be mal himself because there is pekach nefesh. So he is also osar to partake of a kom pesach and to eat of Trumo. Mashenkin rabbetam. Ramatam is chilek, and Ramatam shite nivomes is that the witch is not allowed to eat trumo or kom pesach, only an orel that is mechuyev in mile. This, in other words, if he has the shem chite in the avarian of orel, but if he's an onus, he does not have the shem chite in the avarian of orel, so he is muta lecho bitrume, and he's not osea lecho kom pesach, according to Ramatam. So that's one sheet of Rashi, that is Chelik HaRabbetam. Now, then, in regard to B'neicho, so Rashi is Chelik HaNom Reshe, B'neicho. Now, so B'neicho has reference to two gavas. It has reference to a goy, a real goy. So there it doesn't mean that the goy is osea to enter the context. A Yisrael is not allowed to be machil goy the korban pesach. So that, but B'neicha also has reference to Yisrael Muma. So insofar as Yisrael Muma is concerned, so the Yisrael is on the Yisrael Muma itself. Of course, it's true that if a Yisrael who is not a Muma will be machil, a Yisrael Muma la Yisrael korban pesach, so also be machil, in the same way as Yisrael is machil to goy mamish. So he's a goy. But insofar as Yisrael Muma is concerned, so he himself is Muzer on the land of B'neicha Liechu. So according to all Rishenim, what does B'neicha mean? A Muma L'chater Ekulet. A Muma L'chater Ekulet. As a matter of fact, the Likutei Halachos and Psochim has a topic whether in Chal Shabbat Mefarhesye, not a Muma L'Mizore, so is Michlal in the law of B'neicha. From my father, the family of I heard, my father mentioned Rayas, I don't remember the Rayas, that this law of kommen ich alle ich und bei so I mean in according to all the shame with this reference to Mumal HaMizore but it's not based upon the din of Mumal Vater Kole it's peculiar to Mumal HaMizore so Chazal Vahesye is not the Mumal HaMizore where it's a question of Mumal Vater Kole so Chazal Vahesye Mumal Vater Kole Mumal HaMizore Mumal Vater Kole but here it's not based upon the Shem Mimel Chatekol. It's based upon the fact that he is a Mimel Avrizor. But the Kut HaLoches of Tzayim, Kut HaLoches of Psochim, here's the software. But, according to the Shem, it certainly does not apply to a Mimel Gavarecho. Let's say someone is a Mimel Avrizor in the Vilas Lito, the Gavarecho. So according to the Shem, except Rashi, he's certainly not in Michal, in the lab of Chubel Eichel Eichel. Mashinkin Rashi is Chedek. Rashi in several places in Gimore, and Rashi in Spain, and Chumash emphasizes that. Several times, and Chumash emphasizes. Bein Rikabi Orel and Bein Rikabi Ben Eichel. So, Rashi emphasizes. So he says, Ben Eichel, Mishen Yisnakhu Masov Lohor Yishem Shemayim Vilui Lechol Atere. He doesn't mean Vilui Lechol Atere that he Mumel Lechol Atere Kulei. He can become Pesach. That wouldn't make sense. He means not Dafke Mumel Lechol Atere. Even if he is not a Mumel Lechol Atere. If he's just a Mumel Lechol. So he still cannot partake of the Kompesach. In other words, a Mumel Lechol. Mumel Lechol cannot partake of the Korban Pesach on the score of Korban Eichel Eichel Bei. And Rashi and Chumash says that Orel has to have reference to Mizrach Machmile, because if it's Mumal Aales, Hareyu Bechlal Ben Eichel. That's Rashi Shite. That even Mumal Dabar Echos is Michlal in the lab of Kol Orel, I mean Korban Eichel. They call a Kobane Khalil. All right.
Shir Nindal, 55th Shir of Sachim.
You want to have a test. In veins. Man Masis. The second line from the end of Dawn. You want to mention here. Now, Rebbe says that there is a lot of the Ramesek for Achil and Anoy with Meiz Manet and Lachas Manet, not only Teiz Manet. Rebbe Shimon says there is a lot only Teiz Manet, and then there is Chorus, of course. But with Meiz Manet, Erev Pesach Lachas is Lachas Manet, there is no lab for Achil and Anoy. And then Rabbi Isaac really is the biggest maker. And he says that Chometz is Mutabar Noye even on Pesach itself. Chometz is Mutabar Noye even on Pesach itself. Now, then there is a Machleget Rashi. According to Rav Shimon, that there is no lach in Chometz with Kedem's money, is there a Nisa Deraisa Vachile? So Teitzves and Rosh and Ramban, they all say that Rav Shimon is made that Chometz Erev Pesach Lach HaChatzeis is also Ba'achil and Midrais. Why? Because the Torah says Tashpisu. Is Tashpisu means Shaloi Kidra Hanosom, Shaloi Al Ba'achil. So Memele, the Tashpisu itself, besides the essay of Hashbose, it implies a Nisar essay of Achil. Is that the Balamoya is Chelek. And the Balamoya says that Midraise, according to Rav Shimon, not only is it muter to eat chometz, Erev Pesach Lach HaTzeis, he's Mikhail Mimitzu of Tashbisu with the eating. He's Mikhail Mimitzu of Tashbisu according to Rabbonim of Rav Yudah. I mean, according to Rav Shimon and Rabbonim of Rav Yudah, that Bio Chometz does not have to be Dafke al the Israel. So he's Mikhail Mimitzu, but Rabbonim is also Erev Pesach. So then, how about Anoe? So, except for the Ram, so even those of Shem, like Teitzves and the Rosh, Tesis in the Rosh and the Ramban, that who say that it's also a Alibi de Rafshile, it's also a Bachile, a piece of a Hatzis in the Raisi, Mitzak, and it's a Reser Tashbisu, but they are no yet, they are made that it's not also a Raisi. And the Rosh it is that it's even with the Rabbonim it's not also. But the other Rishayim say that with the Rabbonim it is also a Ramban, says the Ramban and the Balito say that with the Rabbonim it is also. But the Rosh it is that even with the Rabbonim it's not also a Ramban. Then the sheet of the Rami is that not only is it also with the Raisi Vahile, according to Rav Shimon, but it's in Moser, Ba'anoye Midraise. So he says, where is that Isra'anoye implicit? In Tashbisu. So it's an Isra'es. In other words, since the Torah says Tashbisu. And how, so you ask, how does Tashbisu imply an Isra'es of Anoye? So he says, because Tashbisu implies not only Hashbose like Sreife or Pino Zero Ruach. Tashbisu also implies a Hashbose to Bittul. What does Bittul mean? Bittul means he shouldn't care for it. He regards it like the dust of the earth. Now, so if he has anoye, so it's certainly inconsistent with Bittul, I mean. So then the Bittul is lip service if he has anoye. But, so you could say that the Pshat in the Rani is not that Tashbisu implies an Isareser anoye. Only, but he has Navir de Raise, if he has anoye. If he has anoye, from Chome, Tzerapis Lachatzos, because that is Mivatil the Bittul. Because what does Bittul mean? Bittul is not lip service. It means that Bintzies in his heart, he regards it and he treats it as dust. Now, what does not have Hanoye from dust? And if he does have Hanoye from dust, so then treating Chomes like dust is not Bittul. When we say Gafre Ba'alme, it means that I am not interested in deriving any benefit. So you could say that the Pshat in the Ran is that Hanoye involves an Avera de Raise, Hanoye and Fislachatzeis. Because since he's Mechuyev to be Mivatel, and if he was Mivatel. So what does Mivatel mean? That he has no regard for it, but if he has Hanoye, so it means that he has a regard. He says he has no regard for Bintzies. He has a regard. So mainly he his avira is Bishaval Taise in because the Bittul becomes Bittul. You could say that. But from the washing of the Ram it's mashma that it's not only that it's mivatel the Bittul. Since Tashbisu implies a chiyuvasei of being mivatel and Hanoye is inconsistent with Bittul, so mainly it implies an Isarese of Hanoi. That's how it's much more. So first I mentioned the sheet of the Ramban, the Kovit of Shimon, so it's also Bachil Midraise, it's at least a rest of Tashbisu. But Hanoye, it's only in some level. Vilinire, the Rav Shimon Am. Now this Am is a Navov in Psochim, the Chidushi Aran on Navov in Psochim. Vilinire, the Rav Shimon Am, Chomet, Mishay Shoyis, Ulmaiwa Osav, Nanoye, Nateir. Der Weg der Rabschinen mit Mitzvahs Hashbose. Wir haben drin und wir mit Bittul da alle sagen. Und mal mit Bittul sehen, schien in Zehen und mit Bittul gegangen. Wie sie jetzt rücken von vorher. Wie man der Inga schon eine schöne Lehne ist, wenn man holen ist Bate let's rücken. So you could say, in other words, is not the kind the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. In other words, the Hanoye wants, he has Hanoye. So it's Mevate, the Bittul. They chose that the Bittul was just lip service. He was not. It is not this. It was never this battle, really. But then he says, "Ulificho, mitziven sheomer hakosuf tashbisu echod disrachila echod disrachila demash." And then he says, when the Gemara says, Mishor Shosav Achille, Osav Anoy Asav Lita Nekame, Lav Nemeim Lebo Rav Shimon Mitzav Achille, Nekame Lav Nemeim Lebo Rav Shimon. But the Gemara means that according to here, Mishor Shosav Achille, Osav Anoy, it means that there is an Isalav of Achille. So, the Isalav of Achille, and Osav Anoy, that's how it's going to be viewed. According to Rav Shimon, there is no Lav, neither in Achille, nor in Anoy. Alright, so we have various sheets. Alright, now, now this mission that says Chomet Shomor Chichavu Pesam Bushan Shal Yisrael Osav Anoye, with whom does it accord? With which year does it accord? Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda Shiti is there is a lav deraisa of Chomet Lachar Pesach. So if Chomet Shomor Lachar Pesach, it should be Osav Anoye. Just like Chomet Shel Nochri b'Pesach itself, here Rabbi Yehuda Chomet Tomei Kola after the Noch. So why do we need to say that Chomet Shel Nochri Shomer l'Pesach is the Kabbalah? V'Yir Rabbi Shimon. So there is no Yisrael of Chomet Lachar Pesach. So if Chomet Shel Yisrael Lachar Pesach is the Kabbalah. Now Yisrael Nami Mishnah Yisrael. V'Yir Rabbi Yisrael really. So why dafke chometz leachar apesach? After it tells my name, we shall go shor abano. Rabbi Yitzchak said the whole thing of this are not chometz. Omer Rabbi Yaakov. So here we have a very strange sheet of Rashi. I mean, it's not legal halacha because first of all we don't pass me like Rabbi Yaakov. And even Rabbi Yaakov himself was chizer in Moses. But according to Rabbi Yaakov's original sheet, so Rashi Shita is that according to Rabbi Yaakov, so Rabbi Yehuda says that Chomet Shel Nochri is muter not only b'Anoye, but it's muter even b'Achile and even on Pesach itself. Omer Rabbi Yaakov. Leilom Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah called Rabbi Yehuda. So then you ask, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Chometz is lachar pelachas mane is oser midraitze mitzadilav lachar pesach. So if Chometz Shel Nochri lachar pesach should be Chometz Shel Nochri shavah olav pesach should also be oser midraitze. The answer is Yalip seir da achila miseir deri ma seir deri. Shall Choy Atari, Aval Atari Yeshal Achiri, Shall Doveya, Avser Da Achile, Shall Choy Atari Yechei, Aval Atari Yechei, Shall Achirim Shall Doveya. Shall Achirim Shall Doveya. So the Rosh Nagmori is Aval Atari Yechei Shall Achirim Shall Doveya. But Teitzves is really kind of Rashi. Teitzves says that when Rav Achim Yaakov says Aval Atari Yechei Shall Achirim Shall Doveya, it means Chometz Lachar HaPesach Shall Achirim. But on Pesach itself, Shel Achirim Shel Nochri. Yes, so it's Nosa. But Rashi Shiti is that Avodat Eichel Shel Achirim Shel Gaveya. So even on Pesach itself, according to Rav Achim Yaakov says, according to Rav Yehuda, you are allowed me the Raisa to eat Chometz in Pesach. On Pesach itself. If the Chometz is Chometz of Eichel. Achirim Shel Achirim Shel Gaveya. Oh, but then the question arises, so why does the Mishnah say Chomet Shel Nochri Shel HaPesach Mutav Anoye? Why dafke Anoye even Achille? So we begin who the boy would be staff lech lamishon the ay the litoy of Yisrael Osav Anoye to name Nochri Mutav Anoye but in Achaname that Shel Nochri is Mutav even Achille we begin but then the question arises so why does it say dafke Lachar HaPesach even on Pesach itself? And that Teisves will also say that in regard to Anoye, so according to Rabbi Yaakov, so Chomet Shel Nochri is Mutav Anoye, even on Pesach itself. Why do this? So why does the Mishnah say Dafke Lachar Pesach? Say that now. Why the Vitone is Oy Lachar? Uvidinu Diboyu Misnafu Viseir Zmani Mutav Anoye. That everybody agrees. That according to Rabbi Yaakov, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. So even on Pesach itself, Chomet Shel Nochri is Mutav Anoye. The machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is whether it's mutar achila chomesh or achila pesach. We didn't do the boy who missed the hotel one time. I told him it's for lachas manei, told him name the loch lachas manei. Now let's see the Rashi. He told name mishchem shore bar lachas manei. Lehi u amre b'yudei, I'm coming back to Nicole lachas manei osa kro. He said, the Israel come. Abo binochi shore. He always said, achile, chomet, kabel, Gabel Yechal Miseir Beri Yau Zed Achir Kolem HaChomet Gabel Yechal Miseir Beri Umute Achem Tishon Nochi Abba Achile Veafilu Bipesach Nateir So Rashi points out that what the Yafu says the Yechal of Seir from the Yechal of Bal Yoroi, another Yechal, from the Seir of Bal Yoroi. But, so you could say, maybe only Seir Shal Yochi is Muta, but Chometz not. So Rashi points out, Yau Yuchseir Da Achille doesn't mean that Ke Seir Shal Yochi, because there is no difference between Seir and Chometz. Kelim HaChometz, Gabal Yechal Mi Seir Bevi, Umuta Achem Shal Yochi Abba Achille, Bafilu Pesach Nateir. Now Tosfos, now let's see the Tosfos right now. Because Rashi Shiti is a very strange Shiti. So he says, we did not have to hear us money muta. Pio she Rashi muta vache. Because the Efshah, so this is the Chathri Oes and Anakas. How can we visualize that one should eat Chometz of Yochri and that it shouldn't be his? Because the Efshah, if no Yehishalei b'shasachem, Dim no sonri anochi harin Yehishalei, so it is it, so the Chomesh on Yisrael. How can we visualize a case where Yisrael eats on Pesach itself, Chometz of Yehishalei, and the Chometz belongs to Yehishalei, not to the Yisrael. One Efshah, either he took it from the Nochri versus Nochri, so that means the Nochri didn't wipe it. So it's already Chomesh on Yisrael. Oh, he gazled it from the Nochri. So if he gazled it from the Nochri, so then it's Chai Vachayis. Then it's Chai Vachayis. Because Rashi Melachim Koshet, the Yefshah, Yim Lo Yishalei Bishas Achim. Dim Lo Sala Nochri Ari Yishalei, Vim Gozal Mi Nochri, Ari Chai Vachim Yusei. So he has to pay. Lo Igor Ari Chometz, She Chai Vachim Yusei. The Havik Yishalei. So we see from this day's verse, Achreini discuss it. I mean, it's Mistabo like that, but Achreini still discuss it. Now, Gezel Akum is Osa, Midrash. So does it mean only that it's Osa? In other words, it's Naveh. But the Chiyuv Tashlumim, let's say, if someone doesn't swam in Israel, so not only it's Osa, he's Eilom Sitzka, he's Mechuyuv Tashlumim. So how Gabi Akum, if someone doesn't swam in Akum, so it's Osea Menatere, but maybe it's not Mechuyuv Tashlumim. It's only me, he said. Or, there is a Chiyuv Tashlumim. So Achreini discussed it. But from this Tosfos we have arrived. Tosfos says, Vimnos Mena Nochei Ari Yishalei, Vimnos Mena Nochei Ari Chayev Achi Yusei. Vimnos Mena Nochei Ari Chayev Achi Yusei, Ari Yishalei. So we see, that Gez Lakum is Osea, so it means it's Chayev Tashlumim, just as Kevon Yisroel is Chayev Tashlumim. So, how can we visualize a case where Israel eats and pays her Chometz Menoch? One of them, if it's Yeshus Yisrael, Yeshus Nochi, so it's Nochi, you would wait. And if it's not Yeshus, so it's Yisrael. And if it's not, so it's Gezel, so it's Chai Vachayes. So even with Abel Yehoi, even Ligabe, Ligabe Bali Royal Behavior. Ligabe Bali Royal Behavior. So mainly certainly, so there is no Yalfus. So we say, certainly, the Chai, we go on the Chomet Chai of Yisrael Rishon. They will come and come out the Azul Tamay, the Vidim Chomet Chai of Atesa, which will pay Pesa Buf. We need a little more. We hold the Koma of the Chai of Mani Mutea, Hailu Banoi, we hold the Koma of the Echos of Achili, Lambda, so it means about never Mishachir. Oh, in am achas manikom. Um mi usa achas manikom, so this is me. That it's mutter, in mache, why is this is neide? Lachas manikom, monesha. If it is, this is not me. We can be tales money, so why should there be different? So in other words, so tales money, there is a distinction in the contract between Achil and Anoy. So why the Achaz money? There is no Achil. The answer is because tales money, so true, the tales money and Pesach, Chometz is also Achil and Chometz is also Anoy. But it's different in Surin. Achil is Chayv Kores. Anoy, he is not Chayv Kores. Whether it's Chayv Malk is not Chayv Malk is Machlokes Rashanim, but certainly no Kores. So Teir's money, even though Achil and Anoy are also there, but it's two different Isurim. So the Mele we can distinguish Mashiach Inki Lachas money, so there are no two different Isurim. It's the same Isur. And Lachas money, so essentially, it's an Isur of Anoy. And Achil is also there because every Achil also involves Anoy. So there is no special Israel. Tears money, there is a special Israel. It's true, I know it's also there, either because of Rabbuyah's Aloche or because of Cheskiah's Aloche. But it's two separate Israel. It's two separate Israel. Masha'inki, Lachas money, there are no two separate Israel. So it's basically the Isa, the rising of Chomet Lachara Pesach is basically Israel. So Mele, since we have Yalfus Ligava Anoye, so the same Yalfus applies to Achim. We need a little body, or the comma, a few tears, man, look at Anoye, but the comma, but the fish of him, and after the Hasmanicom, who me we shall be a kosher before you see Hapesa. Deal with Pode Osobano. Now the same Yalfus is Ligavi shall be a. Deal with Pode is Osobano. So, in other words, so just about Anoye, it's a Hegdesh. Private opinion, so Tao is a Chometz Mehor. So it's also about Noyem Mitzad Menem Naerish. Vim Podei, Harim Shalei, so it's not Shalei. Vishemo Yeshua Ima, Arvin Tetzi, a very simple Teretz. Abo Aten Nerem Shalveya, Shalei is a Chometz Abo Nisa Chemesh Eich, Eina Chaname. It's, we can't visualize by Hegdesh that it shouldn't be in the Ramitza. But we are not concerned with Adam Yisroel. Who is concerned now with the Nisa of the Nisa Mila, of the Nisa Nene, and from Hevish? We are concerned here with the Nisa of Chomet. So Kaden Pidyan. And if his Nene is not even the Nisa of Hanoi of Chomet, but in Achaname, he is even the Nisa Hanoi of Hevish. Now, in regard to today's Veskasha and Vashi, how can we visualize that one should eat Chomet? That one should eat chometz and Pesach, and it should belong to Noach, because Moshe, if it wasn't, don't be shoes of the Noachid of Eilim. So is it Adlan the Israel? Says Chayv Achay, Chayv Kashrut. And if it was don't be shoes of Noachid of Eilim, so the Noachid gave it away to him. The Noachid gave it away to him. So we can give it very simple terrors. We can give it very simple terrors. That Avnuim gives it terrors. But that Eretz is only, is not a little Hilchus. Only according to Mandoma that Gezlachem is Mutter. So the Reim says that even according to Mandoma, Gezlachem is Mutter, but Shalei it isn't. Because it still goes. So in any way, if it doesn't, but then it's not Chayiv HaChayis according to Mandoma, that Gezlachem is Mutter. But Shalei it isn't. So title remains vested in the Akum. So in any way, that's the Echadus. Alright, but that's not how the Hilchus said, because we passed through the Zlaku, it's also not there. But, there's a very simple. In other words, in order to acquire a title, in something, so the violin, if it has a violin, so the violin must be makne to that person. I mean, that's exactly the reason as to why the Rim says that he's according to Madama Gezlachim is Mutter, but Shalei it isn't. Why isn't it Shalei? Because it's Gozel, so that means there is no Das Makne. So it doesn't make any difference whether it is Gozel or not Gozel. As long as the Bible says I am not Makne, So, if something is hefker, then it doesn't require any apnoe from the Baal, because it's hefker. All I have to do is to make a key. But if something...